Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Have you ever wondered what is, you know, how to save on your taxes, need more information, and how to form an LLC, and also your legal rights and your protection that you need? With me, I have the president of his company. His name's Ron Mayo, and he's here with me right now. Ron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I've got a view of the mountains that are covered in snow, and loving where I'm at.
Wonderful. And also, too, did I say your last name right? Mayo?
Yeah, it's Mayo.
Okay, Mayo. Okay, and the company that you work for, you're the president of?
It's called Pratt and Lefevre Corporation.
Lefevre, okay. And how long has that been around?
They've been around for 11 years. I've been with them for a little over 3 years now.
And going on your fourth year this year?
Yeah.
That's good. And who's the president? You're the president of the company, but who's the founder?
The founder of the company is Ron Haycock.
Mm-hmm. And so it's been around for 11 years, and it's international or just internet or just throughout the United States?
We're just throughout the United States. We're not in every state right now. We're working on that, mm-hmm. Actually looking to partner up with other people. So if any of your listeners are the type of people that would benefit from this and would want to be part of our team, we would love to be in contact with them.
Well, tell me a little bit about the team.
Yeah, so our team, we call it an A-team. Mm-hmm. I've talked to you a little bit before about the A-team and actually done it at some conferences. I've spoke on the A-team. Mm-hmm. And the A-team, back when I was in high school, I used to watch the A-team. It mm-hmm. was a TV show. And it was a group of military people that had been falsely accused of something, and they were thrown in prison.
Ooh.
And they broke out of this this prison, and then they hired themselves out to people that needed problems solved but couldn't find anybody that could do it for them. And that's kind of what we do at Pratt and Lefevre, is we try to solve problems that other people don't solve for their clients. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people out there, they will rely heavily on their CPA or lawyers for different things that they're doing. And when you talk to a CPA, you're going to get tax advice. If you talk to a lawyer, you're going to get legal advice. And a lot of times that advice that you get from those two people is conflicting. Mm-hmm. You can't follow what one of them says because it goes against what the other person says.
Mm-hmm.
And so at Pratt and Lefevre, we've created this advisory board of CPAs and lawyers and financial planners and people that have owned their own business and are able to advise business owners on how to grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it in a way that we take pieces from the CPA's plan. We take pieces from the lawyer's plan.
Mm-hmm.
We take pieces from the management side of things, and we take pieces from the financial planning side of things, and we put it all together. And the CPAs and lawyers and financial people and managers we have, they all know what their part of the pie is, and they know that what they do works well with what the other people on the team are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring it all together in one package for people.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's good. So it's all under one umbrella, and it's, that's really nice. That's nice. Now I have an LLC. My company, everything I probably do is under my LLC. And I'm kind of by myself. So if I take my LLC and come to you guys, I won't be alone. Is that correct? So when I file?
Yeah, that's correct. We try to help people realize that there's a better way to do things. And if you look at the wealthy, they're always using more than one structure. And the reason why is because there's different tax laws that apply to corporations that don't apply to LLCs. And so we try to form things in a way that you're getting the best of each type of structure and eliminating the negatives from those structures. And so it's kind of like getting all the good and eliminating all of the bad that you're going to run into. So that's what we try to do for our clients is set them in a position where they take advantage of all the positives and avoid the negatives.
And this is so sweet. I like it. I think I'm going to come over to you guys. I like the structure. You know, I knew the founder of the company. I see him around. He's here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I just thought he just did taxes and that was it. He did nothing else. And here he has this huge company. And
We do a lot more than just taxes. We do have a tax professional that we're partnered up with that he worked with the IRS for 7 years as a tax resolution specialist.
Ooh.
And so he knows the tax law inside and out, and he's been able to help a lot of our clients save a lot of money on their taxes.
Oh, that's good. That's really, really good. And so that's amazing, because we, you know, when you own a business, you're trying to look for everything that you can to save on taxes. And I remember when I was younger in my business, my father told me to open up another savings account, and then the money that you make, because he said you're a contractor, you know, you have to put 30% away and don't touch it. And I remember doing that, and I've done that ever since. I have another savings account, and I put it in there, and I don't touch it. So, but would you recommend me to pay on a quarterly basis? Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, but because I find it much more easy just do it all at, you know, tax time.
Yeah, and that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand the way that the IRS works things, and the IRS would love everybody to pay on a quarterly basis. And the reason why they love that is they're getting prepaid on the taxes, and they're taking your money that you've paid on those quarterly taxes, and they're investing that money, and they're earning interest on your money. And so we try to teach our clients to keep that tax money until they have to pay their taxes, because you might as well be able to leverage that money and get interest on that money instead of letting the IRS do that with your money.
Right. And if you're offering a service, I have a cute friend. She has a sign service for many, many years, and she's so good. She's really good at it. And we were talking about it yesterday, and she goes, oh, I have a tax ID number. I have it all. And I make sure everything gets in. And I think she doesn't need to do all that. She just does signs. But does she still have to have a tax ID number to do signs?
She should if she's doing signs for people. It's better to be set up and have the right structure.
Okay.
And it's possible that that she is paying too much in taxes.
Yeah, it sounds like she is.
What we've found as we've talked with people is a lot of people just don't know what they don't know. And they're doing the best that they know how. And a lot of people will get advice from friends or family that don't really know either, but they're trying to help them out and say, oh, I know somebody that has an LLC, or I know somebody that has an S corp, or they'll give advice that they don't really know about. And too many times we trust people just because of our relationship, and we should be trusting a professional that knows how all of that works. And so with Pratt and Lefevre, we are more than happy to do a free consultation, sit down with people, look at what they're doing right now, because that's the first step, is see where are you right now. And as we see what they're doing right now, we talk to them about where do you want to go in the future and what are your plans. And most people don't think of that. They get in their business, they've got great ideas, they're hardworking, they're dedicated to what they're doing, but they don't understand that there's a better way to do things. And it's all about working smarter, not harder. And not enough people understand that they have all of these tax advantages that they can use if they're structured the right way.
I like on your business card, you have own nothing, control everything. And I thought that, I like this, but how do I do that?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing, because the person that came up with that phrase, own nothing, control everything, was one of the most wealthy people in all of history, John D. Rockefeller.
Yes.
And he came out with that term, but he never did the legal part of it to trademark that term. And so the founder of our company actually owns the trademark on that phrase, own nothing, control everything.
Ron, that's not right away. He always said that. So, I known the founder since for years, in networking, chamber of commerce, to the, just out there in the business world. And he always used that phrase. So he owns that phrase.
Yeah.
So,
and it's funny, because when we're together, he always makes a joke. He likes to tell a lot of jokes. And one of the jokes that he says is, because there's two of us, his name is Ron as well. And so he always jokes that two Rons make a right.
Well, it probably is true, knowing Ron. And yeah, he's pretty clever. And I heard that he's helped many people. So she's a small business owner. He has a heart for the small business owner. And he wants to protect them and wants to get them on the right way, because that's how big corporations start, create, because they were a small business. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes climbing the ladder. And I say that because I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time, and you have to climb the ladder. It doesn't come overnight. You have to work at it. And and he's pretty smart. So, and I never knew his company was around for 11 years. That's extraordinary. And so where do you see this company going in the next 11 years? Or let's not go that far. Let's say 5 years. Where do you see it happen? What's going to be going on out there?
What I see in the next 5 years, I mean, hopefully we'll get to a point where the other Ron can kind of step back and get to a point where he's a little more retired. He'll never be completely out, because he's too passionate about helping other people. But I want to get it to that point where he can kind of step back, and he's talked about that, where he's wanting to step back a little bit. He actually wants to live on a ranch, and we want that for him. And so we're working hard to get things to where we've got enough that business that's coming in that he can step back, and also it's bringing the right people on. Mm-hmm. We're trying to attract the right people to work with us, and mm-hmm. we're constantly looking for people to be on our advisory board that can bring value to our clients, and especially in other states. We've got offices in several states, but we're looking to move into all 50 states, and I'm hoping within that 5-year period that we'll be able to partner up with the right people in all the states and get that dream of his mm-hmm. where we're set up everywhere and can help anybody in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And tell me about, you know, you got the best tactic advice, as well as tell me about the legal protection, you know, within your company.
Yeah, so on the legal protection side, what we suggest for people is that all of their assets that anybody could come after are protected in a separate entity, usually an LLC, mm-hmm. that is not visible to the public and only does business with other entities that you control. Mm-hmm. And so the public has no interaction with that holding company that holds all of those assets. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you've got that shield, and people can't take the assets that you've worked so hard to acquire.
Mm-hmm. Like your home, your cars, your
yes.
boat, you know, things that, or even things that you use for your business too, you know, the business yeah. property and the business cars and trucks and things like that. And also too, yeah. can you help someone who, I have a few friends who live outside the country, but they work in the U.S. Can your company help them too?
Yeah, as long as they're a U.S. citizen. And,
yes, they are.
And they are able to run the business, because there's a lot of people that live other places. They've moved on to bigger and better things. They've decided that maybe here, where they're living here, it's a little too expensive, and so they have a property that's in a different country. Mm-hmm. We have registered agents. We can set up a registered agent for them and allow them to mm-hmm. Have an office in a state and be able to run things the way they need to. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be here 100% of the time. So,
right.
I mean, that is a possibility for people. And we want people to have the best that they can get. And the best way to find out what is best for them mm-hmm. is to sit down and talk with us. Just, we call it a mapping session. Mm-hmm. Where we'll sit down and just look at your company, look at what you've got set up right now, mm-hmm. see what we can do to make that a better situation for taxes and for legal protection. Mm-hmm. And we give you the say on, okay, do you want to do that? Or if not, what do you want to do? And we can figure a way that we can structure it that works for you.
Mm. Okay. That's good. That's good to know. I just had two people contacted me, and they were looking for, matter of fact, not too long ago, looking for someone to do their taxes because they're, you know, they live outside the country, but yet they're back and forth, but yet they just need someone. They're looking for somebody new, and I think they'll be very happy with your company because it does so many multiple things. You know, maybe there's things there that not just doing their taxes, but other things to legally protect them.
Yeah. And one of the things that we do that's different than most places is we work with companies on a regular basis. It's not just like you go to the CPA and they help you set up, or a lawyer and they help you set up an LLC and then they are done. We want to have that ongoing relationship. We want your business to succeed. And most businesses within the first 5 years, about 90% of them fail. And the reason they fail has nothing to do with their idea, their product, their work ethic, or anything like that. It's just that they don't know how to run the business. They know how to work hard, but they don't know how to run their business. And that's
right. I see that.
To bite them.
I see that a lot. I even have a young friend. She was doing her taxes, and I go, "Oh, you are," but they were doing it all together, her personal and her business. And I'm like, isn't that like a red flag? You know, you can't do that.
It is.
Yes.
And a lot of people get in trouble because they don't recognize that they're commingling funds. Mm-hmm. So they are getting their business funds mixed in with their personal funds.
Right.
And when you do that, that opens you up to problems with the IRS, and potentially if somebody sues you, doing that can also open you up personally to losing everything, even though somebody's coming after your business.
Wow, that's scary. Yeah, you have to be very careful. Hopefully people are listening to this, because this is good advice. And how would someone get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website. It's prattandlefevre.com.
Can you spell that? Can you spell that out?
Yeah, it's prattandlefevre.
Okay. .com. Okay, I want to let everybody know. I get a lot of listeners listening in. I let them know it will be on the profile too, on the website, the KathyLeeParkerShow.com, and it will be on the profile from the show today, later today. So I'll post that. And what if they wanted to talk to the corporation or anything? There's a 800 number on there. Or?
Yeah, we have a number. It's 833-772-8848.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into a commercial break, and we're going to learn more about what you do.
Hey, this is Sabrina, the owner of Math Beast EQ'd. I believe mathematics is the most important subject students should learn, but sometimes traditional schooling isn't enough. I have a classroom space in Bluffdale, Utah, or we can use Google Meet or Skype. Call me at 385-515-8600. Let's help your student become a beast at math so they can be a beast at life.
I'm Esther, co-founder of Head and Home Horse Rescue and Equine Therapy. We have a program called the Cavalry Club, where if you join, some of the benefits are you'll get to ride horses at a fraction of the cost. You'll also get awesome discounts on riding lessons and more. Cavalry Club membership is $75 per month per person. With the membership, you get a 1 hour, 30 minute riding session every week, unlimited supervised visits to the facility, discounted membership for family members who ride at the same time, discounted riding lessons, discounts for birthday parties or other events, and discounted tickets to Head and Home events. Come check us out on our website, headandhome.org, where you can see photos of our horses. Come visit us to see them live. You can reach us at 801-254-1687.
Hi, my name is Drusilla. I am the founder and owner of Drusilla's Closet. I've created a unique system to organize your pantry and kitchen. The system also works great in various parts of your home and garage. Also, in my closet, I have unique furniture, art, and decor. You can find us on Facebook, Drusilla's Closet, or call at 435-224-9266.
I'm sitting here with Ron Mayo. He is the president of an amazing company. Ron, how are you again? And what's the name of the company again? I like it when you say it.
I'm doing amazing, and the company is Pratt & Lefevre Corporation.
Corporation. And it's been around for 11 years. And the founder is Ron, what was his last name again? Haycock. Ron Haycock. Yes, amazing guy. And he has a quote that says, own nothing, control everything. I just love that saying. So I own nothing, control everything. But that's kind of like what a CPA is, a LLC is anyway, in an S-corp, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of fun because a lot of people think that they need to own a lot of stuff. It's all about, I want to own this, I want to own that, and
I really don't want to own anything.
It's actually better to control an asset than to own it.
Does your company set up trust?
Yes, we do.
That's wonderful. So that's what it is. Is everything's under the trust. So it's like you don't own anything, but you control it. Oh my gosh, yeah, I love
so we
it.
We help people set up the multiple structures. I mean, the trust is a big part of it. Usually a corporation and an LLC, but it depends on the person. There's some people that just having an LLC is all they need right now. Mm-hmm. And we're totally okay with setting up what people need instead of trying to say you need everything right now.
Mm-hmm. And is it okay to learn from your own mistakes or from the mistakes of others?
Well, I've actually got a daughter that we had that conversation years ago where she told me she wanted to learn from her mistakes just because she wanted to do what she wanted to do. It's not always the best thing to learn from your own mistakes. It's always better to learn from what other people have done wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do with our clients is let them know that, hey, we've seen businesses that have started out the way you're started out and they've had some problems. And we've seen that a better way to do it is this way. Mm-hmm. And it really helps people avoid all of that pain that they go through if they're learning from their own mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. And why should I use a professional to help me set up my business?
Well, I kind of go back to what we talked about earlier, that sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And there are times when using a professional, even though you're paying money, actually saves you money in the long run. And I've got an example of that. One of our clients, she inherited a hula business, like Polynesian hula studio.
Yeah.
And for 10 years, she was paying like $5,000 to $10,000 in taxes every year.
Whoa, that's
and
a lot.
After 10 years, she got tired of it and she went to a CPA. The CPA helped her get set up and definitely improved her situation. After meeting with the CPA, she actually got $1,000 back her first year working with the CPA. And she was like totally excited and just couldn't believe that she had saved that much money. And then she talked to Ron Haycock, and he helped reorganize the way that she had things, set her up with multiple structures. Mm-hmm. And last year, when she did her taxes, she actually called up and said, "Hey, I'm wondering what's wrong with this? I think there's like an extra zero on this. It's saying that I'm getting $20,000 back from the IRS."
Wow.
And Ron said, "No, that's right. That's what you're getting back." He says, "Well, I thought it was, I would have been happy with $2,000 back, because that was $1,000 more than I got the year before." Mm-hmm. And so we really try to help people get the most they can get, because, we believe in everybody paying their fair share of taxes. We totally are against avoiding taxes, mm-hmm. but pay your fair share. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize that they're paying more in taxes than what they need to pay. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things that people don't realize is that the best way to save on taxes is to have a business. Mm-hmm. And most people just work their W-2 job, work for an employer, mm-hmm. and that's all they do. And they are paying a lot more in taxes than they need to. Mm-hmm. And simply by setting up a business that they can do on the side, they can still have their regular job, but they can start a business on the side. If they do things the right way, they can save a lot of money in taxes. And that's what we're trying to teach people, is do something that is going to save you money. The government isn't going to spend your money better than you can spend your own money. And we want that in your pocket, not in the IRS.
So what if you're just doing a contract for somebody? You're the 1099 or 1090? Is it 1090?
And yeah, 1099.
You're subcontracting, but you still have your regular job. Can you still get good benefit, save a little bit there too?
Yeah, if you're doing the 1099, but it's just under you personally, mm-hmm. You're not able to take advantage of all the tax breaks that you can take if you have a business. Mm-hmm. And so setting yourself up properly can save you a lot of money in the long run, and can really help you create what you want for the future. Mm-hmm. And we totally believe in creating what you want instead of letting it happen by chance.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's really good to know. And yeah, I know there's a lot of people who do little things on the side besides their regular job. They have a hobby, but they have themselves set up as a contractor. So
yeah, and you have to follow certain rules and guidelines set forth by the IRS to be able to count yourself as a business.
What about those who do multi-level marketing? Yeah, those clients, or those who have their regular job, but they sell Avon or they sell Makuhluka or something like that, some oil thing. But
most of the people that do that aren't set up the right way. They're just running it under their Social Security number. Mm. And because they're running it as themselves, they're missing out on a lot of tax breaks that they could get if they would just set themselves up as a business. Mm-hmm. And they could save a lot of money and not have to give everything to the IRS.
What about those who, like some of these multi-level companies, "Oh no, we just need your Social Security number." But they won't take their business, LLC number or anything like that, so they can get that break. What do you do with that?
There's a lot of those multi-level companies that don't take
a business your
business tax ID number, mm-hmm. Your EIN, mm-hmm. and And a lot of times they'll tell you you have to do it as an individual. Mm-hmm. What I've done, because I have joined one of those and am building something. And what I did is I gave them my name, but I put my EIN instead of my social security number, so that all of the proceeds go into my business account. Mm-hmm. Instead of my social security number, it comes in under the business.
Okay.
And that's one way that you can get around that and have the funds go through your business, and you can write that off. Like a lot of the expenses that you've got, you can write those off.
Mm-hmm. Like your gas, your going to the client's home, the products that you buy from the most high-level companies. Yeah, and then you turn around and reset. Yeah, you need that write-off too. You need that, right?
Yeah,
because the multi-level company, oh yeah, they're helping you, but they're not helping you with the, you know, how to save with the IRS.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is most of the multi-level companies, they're concerned that you're making money because it makes them money, but they're not concerned at all about you keeping the money that you get.
Right.
And we teach people how to get the most out of their money. Mm-hmm. And we teach them actually how to write off all of their expenses on their vehicle, and they don't have to track any miles. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the big things that a lot of people have a hard time with, is, oh, I've got to track my business miles and my personal miles, and then if they have a job, my commuting miles, and trying to keep track of everything is just a nightmare. And we teach people how to set themselves up so that they can write off all of their expenses on gas, and if they've got to replace tires or do oil changes or other things on maintenance on the vehicle, they can write 100% of that off without tracking any mileage.
Wow.
And that's been a huge benefit for a lot of our clients. That alone, just the headache of not having to track miles every day, has been a lifesaver for a lot of our clients.
What about Quicken? You know, is it Quicken, or you save software that you set up, and then you just keep recording everything in there? Is that a good system, or is it quick?
It depends on the person. Everybody has different needs. There's certain softwares that are good for some people and not good for other people. And so I can't really say that, oh, you should use this. It's on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
And as you talk with our professionals, they'll kind of walk you through and let you know what's going to be best for your scenario.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. And you were telling me earlier today about a story about on the legal protection. You know, how a company can keep their eyes open as well. I mean, you have that in your system. You have it all under one umbrella with your company. Is that correct?
Well, we have a relationship with lawyers that can help our people, and everything that we do, I mean, all the contracts and documents that we have, they're all reviewed by lawyers that are familiar with the law, so that when our clients are using our contracts and all of the documents that we create, they're protected legally. Mm-hmm. And also, by putting your assets in that LLC, you're protecting those assets. You've got that legal protection. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody sues your company, it's not going to mess with your personal finances, and it's not going to mess with your assets that you have, because your company is leasing those assets instead of owning those assets.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's good to know. That's really good to know. Yeah, I was going to lease a car for my business, and I was sitting next to somebody who did prepaid legal or something like that. And he goes, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And I looked at him like, but it's a lease. And it's a company car, and it's in the company name. He's, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm glad I'm talking to you, you know, about some things that, I mean, I still put it in my company name, and I still got to use it. So I don't know where this guy was coming from, but but anyway, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of people out there trying to give you advice, and it's nice to know that there's something that has everything under one umbrella, that if you get stuck in something, that you can call and talk to them, and not just about
them. Yeah, and we want our clients to be able to get the help that they need, and so we don't do everything ourselves. I mean, there's some things that we do, like we've got bookkeeping service that people use that's not through us. It's through a separate bookkeeping company. We've got, like I said, the
you're like the guy a resource
for the IRS.
You're like a resource center for, you know, the best tax, you know, advice and legal protection. So, you know, take advantage. Yeah. Tax advantage. So it's good to have some protection or someplace to go to, like a resource center that has everything.
Yeah, and I'm the first one to tell people that I don't know everything.
Oh,
but I've aligned myself with people that know things. And so that's what we've done at Pratt and Lefevre, is we've kind of built that team of professionals, our A team, that when our clients come to us with a question and they're struggling with something, we have connections with people that can help them. So, I mean, if it's somebody that needs a lawyer for, let's say that they want to do a patent, we've got a connection with somebody that can help them with a patent.
A patent attorney.
If they've got a problem with real estate law, we've got somebody that can help them. We've got people that can help them in any area. And if we don't know those people, we're connected with people that do know people. And I've told a lot of people in a lot of the networking groups that I've gone to that I don't know everything, but I probably know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can help.
It's like a resource center. So that's good to know that your company is like that. But it's mainly for tax, business, anything relating to your LLC, your S-Corp, your corporation, that you can get the sources that you need that's under that umbrella. So
And we want to be there for people if they need help, even if it's not something that we can do, we want to connect you with the people that can help you out.
And when you're in business, you know people, but then sometimes when it gets stuck, I don't know about you, but when it comes to taxes, I don't want to mess with the IRS. I don't even want to, you know, and I'd rather have a tax company that can protect me and my company so we don't have any issues with the IRS. And if we do, they're there to help then straighten them up. Or maybe there's a misunderstanding they didn't see on a form, you know, how the IRS is. And and you can send that over to them and it's all you know, everything's all taken care of. Because that's usually what it is. I've been in business, entrepreneur for years, and I think I got a few, just a few out of since 1989, a call from the IRS or a letter. And it's usually something that was just, you know, missed in the, you know, and then the tax person would just send that over to them. And I'm like, but it's still scary when you get something from the IRS. I'm sorry. It is scary. It's like, oh my gosh, you're going to audit me. They're gonna... But usually it's not, it's not as bad as that. It is. It's just, and then if you do get audit, you know, you have the people here to help you, you know, make sure everything's in its row, make sure, you know, why are you making so much money? You know, that's usually what it is. Why? You know, you jumped $50,000 this year from last year.
Yeah.
You know, but
well, and I was a for 4.5 years I was a sales tax auditor for the state of Utah, and so I don't know the IRS side of things, but on sales tax, it was amazing to me as I went out and I audited different businesses. Mm-hmm. I would be dealing with CPAs that they had hired to help them with their sales tax returns.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing to me how many of them, I mean, they knew like the income tax side of things, but they didn't know sales tax side.
Wow.
And there were a lot of CPAs that were telling me that their clients knew what they were doing. One in particular. Mm-hmm. That I mean, they told me that the owner's wife knew exactly what she was doing. She was awesome. She was amazing at what she did with their books. And I talked with her, and she was like, "I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm so confused. I'm so scared, and I don't want to do this, and I don't know how to do it." And that's the problem, is that there's too many people out there that are only taking the information. Mm-hmm. And Ron Haycock has a term for those people. He calls them financial historians. And so all they look at is what happened in the past, and they record it and they get paid. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be that type of company. We want to be there for our clients. We want them to understand that we'll help you understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. We can either teach you how to do it yourself, or if you're not wanting to do that, we have the professionals that can make sure that your books are done the right way, so that when it comes time for taxes, you know where you stand. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about, am I going to get in trouble for this? Am I going to have problems for mm-hmm. for doing it this way? We want to educate people along the way, and we have what we call corporate strategic advisors mm-hmm. that meet with our clients on a regular basis. We prefer to do it monthly with our clients, so that every month they sit down with that advisor and talk with them about their situation, and that advisor can talk to them not only about where they stand on taxes, mm-hmm. but they talk with them about how they can grow their business. And if they're meeting on a monthly basis, they're going to know what's happening in that business, and they're going to be able to tell them things that they can do to avoid all of the pitfalls, avoid those mistakes that they could learn on their own, but that advisor has run into that before and helps them avoid making that mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good to know. That's really, really good to know. And I'm probably going to, you know, come in and get a consultant advice from you guys, because I'm an LLC, but I'm on my own, and that explains why every time I had my taxes done, they kept putting it personal, and I'm like, but I own this LLC. Oh yeah, you do own this LLC, but you never helped me set it up the correct way. So it's probably why I need to come see you guys. So anyway, and I'm learning a lot within the past 50 minutes here, and it's been really enticing and educational. But I like the fact that you, not only do you help those that are self-employed entrepreneurs, but for those who have been working in a corporate job or even a regular, you know, employee, that you can help them save on their taxes instead of just, you know, doing it themselves, or, you know, getting online and do it themselves. So it's good to have somebody on your side. So even if you do decide to have a hobby and go out and do it yourself, you can get the right information that you need to set that up so that you don't get hurt by the IRS. So
yeah, and there's nothing worse than thinking you've got a tax break because you've done something that you think is going to save you.
Uh-huh.
And then you find out later that it's really not saving you because it's not set up the right way. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as a sales tax auditor, I went to one business. It was a restaurant. And I mean, I can't talk about who I've audited, but this company, they had somebody that was doing their books for 10 years. And they had filed things the wrong way. And on that audit that we did, we actually gave money back to the company because they had overpaid.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
But we could only go back 3 years because of the tax law.
Right.
We could only go back 3 years. And the owner of the company was mad. He fired the guy that had done his tax stuff. Mm-hmm. And he went with somebody else because it cost him like tens of thousands of dollars that he had given to the state where he didn't owe that money. Mm-hmm. But because of the laws, they couldn't go back farther than 3 years. And so he lost out on tens of thousands of dollars just because he didn't know what he didn't know. And that's what we want people to avoid. We want people to understand where they're at. We want them to get the information that will help save them on their taxes, because nobody wants to overpay on their taxes.
Right.
And if we can help even one person avoid paying too much on their taxes, then that's a win.
Right. Right. Okay, this has been very educational for everybody out there. Please contact Ron. And how do I do that again? What's your email and website again? Oh, it's going, everything's going to be on the profile. Everything will be on the profile. So if you go to the KathyLeeParkerShow.com, you know, within an hour, you'll see the show, and we can get all everything taken care of. I mean, you'll have all your info. And there was an 800 number. Say that 800 number again.
Well, it's that number is 833-772-8848.
Okay, send that over to me so that I have that number, and because I want to put that on the profile, because there might be somebody in another state that be interested in, and or have some questions, and you know, maybe want to sign up with you guys. And get some consulting.
So, and if anybody does want to sign up with us, please let us know that it came from the Kathy Lee Parker Show, because we would like to know that so we can give her thanks for what has come in because of doing this show.
Yes.
We definitely want to, we want people to know that they're making a difference. And I really think that you're making a difference for people. So thanks for what you're doing.
Oh, I've been out there for so many, many years, and since 2010. So I have a nice, juicy following. And for anybody out there, you know, it's okay if you're working for an employer, or if you're self-employed or an entrepreneur, please give these guys a call and get set up with them, because you'll have everything under one umbrella. Everything under one umbrella. Because I don't know about you, sometimes I need an attorney just to talk to or get some advice or represent me, you know, with a patent, you know, or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of like people, when they have a wedding, they go with a wedding planner.
Right.
And why did they do that? They could go and they could get the flowers themselves. They could go and do the catering themselves.
Oh, it's
somebody.
A lot of work. Come on. It's a lot of work.
So it's just easier to have it all in one place where you talk to one company that schedules it with the people that they know. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to shop around everywhere and spend all your time spinning your wheels, and then get people that don't work well together and don't know how the other person can benefit what you're trying to do.
Okay.
So it's good to have it all one place where you can just talk to us. We can connect you with the right people and you don't have to worry about everything else.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for coming on. And say the name of your company again, the corporation. What is it called?
It is Pratt and Lefevre Corporation.
Pratt and Lefevre Corporation. Yes, please. And they are online. You can check them out. And you can also check out the Kathy Lee Parker Show. You'll have more information, the 800 number, the website, the address, and also how to get hold of Ron if you have any questions or want to join the team or join up with them if you're in another state. So people move around a lot.
We would definitely appreciate anybody that is a CPA or a lawyer in other states. We're looking to expand. We're looking for people that we can work with and people that our clients can trust.
And this company has been around for 11 years. So that is a good sign because what is it, 3 years, then it's a 7 year, and then 11 years, you pass 11 years, you're kicking butt out there. You're established. So you really are established. Well, I'd like to thank you so much again for coming on. And for anybody else, please do go to the Kathy Lee Parker Show and you'll see their profile. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to give them a call. So thank you so much, Ron, and have a great evening.
All right. Thank you, Kathy Lee. And I will see you soon.
I know. I'm going to come and get a consultant on my business too. Okay. Thank you so much and have a great evening. And for everybody else, if you have any questions, please send me an email. Send me my email. My email is KathyLeeParker@live.com. And for furthermore, go to the Kathy Lee Parker Show and you can re-listen to the show. Thank you so much and have a great evening.
Bye.